the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
Larry Kudlow, not the kind of guy to say I told you so. Well, maybe he is.
Maybe, yeah.
He is, he's the chief economic advisor to the president, former CNBC guy.
Nice pinstripe suits in the pocket square.
I like the guy a lot, but the man had a heart attack for his job already. I mean, it's Trump does put him through the ringer. Like, he puts everybody through the ringer, great economic news today.
Yeah, jobs report, double the number of jobs created that economists had predicted, and the wage growth on top of that.
So, Larry... They produced a video over at the White House, so they allowed Larry to go out and spike the ball.
300,000 new jobs plus, 3.2% increase in wages, participation rates went up, hours worked went up. It doesn't get much better than this. This is, as the president tweeted this morning, the hottest economy in the world. I hate to say I told you so, folks, but that's been my argument. We're growing at 3% plus. And I don't care, you can line up 8,000 pessimistas, they're wrong. They're completely wrong. We are on a roll, and it's going to stay like that.
Forever. Forever, Larry, because these things never go down.
Right now, it's, I don't know if you should ever speak of it in terms of, taking victory laps on this kind of stuff, but it certainly feels like a healthy economy right now.
Yes. Yeah. I'm one of those guys. It's like the minute you start to enjoy it, it's going to go bad. So you got to be very. You got to kind of be a little careful there. But it is good. It is good. The end of this week was a good one for the president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, turns out he wasn't on the phone with his son after the meeting with the Russians.
Right. The anonymous phone call wasn't him, as many had predicted in the analyst world.
And the economy is good. Although Roger Stone still had to show up in front of a judge today. So there's the good with the bad. But this was it. This is a good moment.
Dow, he tweeted about how it's way up. Great, strong January and jobs, jobs, jobs. A couple of tweets from the president.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
President Trump addressed the press gathering of the White House cabinet room and notably pivoted from getting funding for the border wall that he has aggressively campaigned for to touting his new border wall that he's building.
We're building the wall. A lot of it is, the chant now should be finish the wall as opposed to build the wall, because we're building a lot of wall. And I started this 6 months ago. We really started going to town because I could see we're getting nowhere with the Democrats. We're not going to get anywhere with them. It's going to be a part of their campaign, but I don't think it's good politically.
This is, I guess, expected. I didn't think I would ever see this happen.
What?
But he's taking credit for construction that was okayed during the Obama administration. Now, think about that for a second. Right? Democrats are playing games with this. Republicans are playing games with this. The wall is, there is a wall. There's been a structure there for years and years and years and years and years. It does not go from the Pacific Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico, but it is... there's a lot of area where there's actual constructed wall, right? We see it. We know what that is. And constructed barriers and whatever they call those things, the barriers.
Steel slats. Mm-hmm. Or the infrastructure, as Speaker Pelosi called it. No wall. I won't agree with any wall, but we'll talk about infrastructure.
That was my porn name for many years. Now he's taking credit because he realizes he's not going to get what he wants. They'll build this wall, Mexico will pay for it. That thing's not going to happen. So he's going to just take credit for whatever they're doing. And he's going to tell people that and hope that they believe him. And he knows that there are at least half of his supporters are going to believe whatever he says.
More than that, he says there is a, quote, good chance that he will declare a national emergency in order to get funding. for the border wall.
I like this better.
Stay tuned to the State of the Union, because he says, I think you'll like what I have to say, and I'll have more details then.
Yeah, it's fun, but I like this idea better, which is just claim you're building the wall anyway, and no one will know the difference. Because no one's down there to figure out if you've built the entire wall.
Right.
Right? So it's like, you can't
eat. How do you know?
This is a better way to do it. It costs you no money. Just say, yep, built the wall. And then people go, and the Democrats go, no, he didn't. They go, no, I did.
Sell a new hat.
Yeah.
A blue hat.
Right, exactly.
We built the wall.
I don't think you'd go blue. I think
no
he's,
red?
No.
Oh, you can't go blue. Right. Yeah, no, blue. No. Very red. Very red.
The deepest of red. Here's what he thinks about Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself because she's hurting a lot of people. I think the Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. Now, in all fairness to the Democrats, many of them want the wall. And I see it. They're just dying to say what they want to say. But they can't say it as well as they would be able to if they were allowed to do it.
Yeah, I like the strategy better. Just say you're doing it and just move along. And maybe nobody fights with them about it. Maybe nobody wants to call them out on it either, because if you call them out on it, it's just politically not viable. Fine, that's good to go. We got a wall. We didn't have to spend any more money on it.
Mr. President, have you privately decided whether or not you will declare a national emergency? And just to clarify,
no, but privately, what's in my mind?
Well,
certainly thinking about it.
You're thinking ahead.
I think there's a good chance that we'll have to do that, but we will at the same time be building. Regardless, we're building wall, and we're building a lot of wall. But I could do it a lot faster the other way.
All right. By saying I did it, that's the fastest way to get this done.
What if he just says I did it? Kind of like wipes his hands clean and it's done.
Yeah,
that could
built the wall. I built it. Don't worry about it. Right? I mean, it's a good strategy. I like it. All right, let's move along here. Is there anything coming up? No, there isn't anything. We got Blackhawks coming up at the bottom of the hour. So let's check on the traffic. Jen DeSalvo.
When it comes to the weather, we all want to know, what did Skilling say? Watch for updated forecasts from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN-TV.
All right. Let us get now back to where we were getting before, which is the top five at five, up to
number three.
So the rideshare services at O'Hare have exploded. It was 3 years ago, there were 160,000 trips a month for rideshare. It's now 650,000
per month
rideshare.
Just O'Hare.
So now at O'Hare, they built this parking lot, right? That was going to ease the congestion.
You are not in the lane.
It doesn't matter. You're not blind, are you, sir?
No, I'm not blind, but you need to move over. You blocking two parking
There's
spots.
There's 20 spots up.
I want to be here.
Oh my God!
So this is the kind of thing. This is the kind of thing that's going on there. This is the kind now, because they got cell phones and cameras, and they get to yell at each other and then post it online. Well, a couple of Chicago aldermen are mad about this. Matt O'Shea and Gilbert Villegas say that something needs to be done.
I know we're the busiest airport and stuff like that, but there has to be some type of limit on the amount of Uber and Lyft drivers that are going to the airport, because this is just causing too much congestion.
I think we need to look at everything, because, O'Hare is one of the largest travel hubs in North America.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
It's clearly not working. I guess they have one lane in, one lane out of that special lot, and when you have 650,000 rides per month, it's just not working.
Here's the CEO, COO of the aviation department, Kieran Sheridan, saying that, I guess we're going to try to find a solution.
We have such a large program of construction going on at O'Hare that we need to phase things so that we're not interfering with other projects that are coming up.
At some point, do you stop those ride shares from coming in, meaning you set a limit on how many come into the airport?
So I think your question is really about policy, and I would say to you that, you know, all options are on the table. We'll look at the entire spectrum of options that we have.
They're
on it.
Yeah, they're on it. Yeah, that's what we're gonna look at a spectrum right now. Really? Thank you. That was Laura Duarte, by the way, reporting that for Channel 9. Pretty good.
It's a fascinating issue. So many people are just complaining about it.
Yes.
Their experience.
Number two.
All right, ready to feel old? Green Day's landmark Dookie album turns 25 today.
No.
25! Oh. It's old enough to be a parent. It sold 20 million albums worldwide.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me.
And contributed to bringing punk music mainstream.
My myth and feathers right off. Take me away to paint and eyes. I'm so damn hard, I'm everywhere. I'm blind, I just know I can't.
Amazing. Amazing band.
25 years.
Yeah, that's 25 years ago. And we're fine.
Number one.
Jimmy Kimmel. Not 100% sure what the president meant when he was tweeting about the wall.
He wrote, let's just call them walls from now on and stop playing political games. A wall is a wall. And you know what? He's right. A wall is a wall. I even looked it up in the dictionary. You can see. Definition of wall, a wall, or a continuous, solid, vertical structure that Donald Trump is definitely not going to.
I'm telling you, man, I love this new strategy of the president to declare victory and go home. He is. Yeah, we're building a wall.
Sure.
Wait, why are we
Many
fighting?
Many people don't know.
Why
we're
are
building
we
it?
Fighting over the wall? Why would you shut down the government over a wall that you were already building? If he's already, he said, we're already building it. I don't know what these people are talking about.
It's being built.
Oh, my God.
What are the negotiations over, then, if it's already being built?
It's already being built. It's fine. It's already... but, we're you know, it's like, complete the wall. Now I just want to complete it. So now you got to complete it. I already started it. Because I got to keep up with this campaign promise, because it's not going to work out for me if I don't.
It's fairly central.
Do you think Donald Trump has ever answered the question, where were you last night? Do you think by any of his wives? Imagine the answer. I was right here with you. No, you weren't. Yes, I was. Okay. You were? I was. You just didn't notice me.
The whole time, right. I think wall is the operative word, drinking game for the State of the Union.
Oh.
For sure.
How many? Well, all right. How many people? Do you want to live? What? I mean, how are you going to do that?
You just know it. His tweets ramping up to the day in his press conference today. It's the word.
Yeah.
But he's already got the wall, so yeah. Maybe he doesn't need to talk about it.
Right. I already built the wall. That's what you should just announce. You should get up there and go, I already built it. Sorry. Good night. It's all over. Good to go. Oh, man. I do like the idea of it, though. I like it as an American citizen, slightly concerned about the amount of money that we're spending on everything else that we're spending on. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the idea that he already claims we built the wall. We're fine. We're good to go. All right, that's it. We're done.
The top five at five.